Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
You're listening to Have You Heard? Right here on WICR 88.7. And Matthew?
Yes.
It's we always have to talk about this, but it's after Labor Day.
No
more white linen suits, my friend.
Okay. I mean, but if they look good on you, it doesn't matter.
Well, we can talk about the look thing later. It's just a formality, and it's a social cue now to put away the linen suits, you know.
Okay.
And I guess I gotta ask you a question: like, how do you get the sweat stains out after every season, or do you just purchase new suits every year?
Yeah, they're one-offs.
Awesome. Oh, that's good. Yeah, they'd have to be. Those are some big, serious ring around the collar, man.
That's right.
Okay. Well, hey, we're not here to talk about fashion sense or white linen suits. Although, if you do have any questions about fashion, you can always email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com, and we'll try our best to answer them. I mean, that might be kind of fun. The jazz guys talk about fashion.
Yeah, I mean, we have some good fashion sense, and it's only gotten better with age.
It had to get better, Matthew. It had to get better with age, and with us being married to fashionable people.
That is true.
So, there you go. Like sometimes Stacy will come downstairs, and I'm like, "Hey, that looks good. It's your shirt." I'm like, "Oh." She wears my clothes better than I wear my clothes. I don't know how that works. How does that work? I don't know. Well, okay. Enough about that. Although, please, send us your fashion questions, because I think that would be interesting to see what jazz guys can tell you about fashion.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you think of, like, you know, all the jazz greats and how awesome, you know, fashion sense they had. I mean, Pharoah Sanders, he was wearing some awesome stuff.
That's true.
Miles Davis, did you ever see him out of a suit until he went into the jazz rock thing? No.
No, that's true. Yeah. They were snappy dressers, that's for sure.
That's right.
And still are today, many people, which is always appreciative. Well, speaking of fashionable, you know what's fashionable today, Matthew? Recording albums, putting them out on CDs, and sending them to us, and having CD release parties.
Yeah.
That's pretty fashionable. Right. And so we're going to be covering one of those things tonight, a CD release party that's happening this Sunday, September 10th, at the Jazz Kitchen for trumpeter Jen Siukala, Dr. Jen Siukala, who will be releasing her brand new album, Lighthouse Reverie. And we just happened to have an interview that we recorded with Jennifer that we're going to listen to later. And we also have the music from our album. Instead of Matthew doing interpretive dance over the radio about the music, we're actually going to play the music and then talk about it. That's a novel idea, don't you think, Matthew?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you still want me to do the interpretive dance, I'll be more than happy to.
I would actually like you to do that.
Okay.
Because it helps me kind of center myself.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like we said, Jens Jukola has a brand new album. It's called Lighthouse Reverie. It's self-published. And I learned when talking with her that this was a project for her terminal degree at Ball State, the doctorate of trumpet performance with a composition and jazz minor. Or I guess it's called something more fancy. A minor is something fancier. She'll set me straight later. But this is a collection of tunes that she wrote for her final. And then she had to write a paper about the album. She was like, okay, I have like this rough cuts of these tunes. I might as well just go the whole, you know, go all the way with it and get it promoted, get it mastered, put it into a CD album and publish it. So I think that makes sense. It makes sense to have, like, if you're going to go through a doctorate, you might as well come out of it with something tangible that you can give to people and say, here, this is what I've accomplished.
Yeah, and it's, you know, she went to Ball State University, studied with Mark Buscelli, and kudos to Mark for, you know, having this as a major piece of getting your doctorate from Ball State. I know, I believe there are a handful of other doctoral programs in the States, and some of them are doing this as well. And mm-hmm. it's nice to see another Indiana institution, you know, kind of following in the footsteps of that.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, otherwise you just have to wait around for people to ask you, so are you going to school? It's like, no, I'm a doctor. You know, this way you just like, you hand him a CD. Done. Got a doctor. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. And I have to also talk about the artwork of the album. It has Lighthouse Reverie, and of course there's a lighthouse on it. And this was a commission piece of art that Jen had done for the album, which I think is pretty cool. She gave the artist a few instructions of what she wanted it to represent, and there it is. And I think I look at the album cover and I think, hey, this looks like a mystery novel from like the 30s or 40s, you know, and I'd be intrigued by that. I would buy it. I would buy that book.
Oh, yeah.
So now we can listen to the album. How about this, Matthew? Why don't we listen to a couple tunes?
Let's do the title track.
Okay. Good. I want to do the title track, actually. I'm glad you did that. So we can do the Lighthouse Reverie and the Hump Romp, both from Jens Jukola's brand new album, Lighthouse Reverie. Here it is. Thank you.
Lighthouse Reverie and the Hump Romp on the new album that will have an album release this Sunday at the Jazz Kitchen by Jen Siakula. Did I say that right?
Siakula.
Siakula. Mm-hmm. I always get that wrong.
That's okay. A lot of people do.
Yeah, I am sorry, Jen. I will try to be better on the next time. I am Matthew Altizer.
I'm Richard Dole.
And you are listening to Have You Heard right here on 88.7 WICR on a wonderful Wednesday evening.
As always, Wednesday evenings are the place to be.
That's right. That's right.
You can't get to Thursday without a Wednesday evening. You can't get to the weekend without Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. And Wednesday night means Have You Heard.
That's right.
You can find us on Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz, or you can email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com, or you can go to our fairly new website. I guess it's almost about a year old now, maybe. Haveyouheardjazz.com.
Yeah, it is about a year old, I suppose. Tonight we're listening to the music of Jen Siakula, and for more information about Jen, her music and what stuff that she's doing, you can do two things, or I encourage you to do both of these things. One, stay tuned. You'll hear an interview with her, and she tells all about what she's doing and what she's done. Or you can go to her website. It's www.jensiukola.com. JenSiukola.com. JenSiukola.com. And for more information about the CD release party, which is this Sunday at 6 p.m., you can go to thejazzkitchen.com. There you can have all ticket information. And it will be a fun evening because the band, let me just talk about the band that's on this record. First, we have Jen on trumpet and flugelhorn. She wrote all the tunes. We have Rob Dixon on saxophones. He plays tenor and alto. Steve Ali on piano. Nick Tucker on bass. Kenny Phelps on drums. And a beautiful vocal number by Julie Houston, which is very pretty. And so Jen will have that entire group, except replacing Steve Ali will be Luke Gillespie from Bloomington. Wow. So it'll be quite the band Sunday evening. And it's a band on this album. It's quite nice. So, and that's one thing that Jen said. She's like, you know, these guys played so well, I didn't want it to be a one-off, so that was kind of the catalyst to get it mastered and fixed and everything that needed to be done and then get it going. So, Matthew, I think we should listen. I'd like to listen to another tune before we get into our interview with Jen.
Okay.
And this is a little funky little number here. It's called Lil B. Lil, L-I-L, capital B, Junior. Lil B, Junior. I think it's a cool tune. I hope you like it too. This is from Jen Siakula's brand new album, Lighthouse Reverie, and this is Lil B Jr. We'll be right back. my privilege and pleasure to present to all of our listeners a fun conversation we're just about to have here with Dr. Jen Siukala, trumpet player, flugelhornist, composer, arranger, and faculty member at, are you still at UIndy?
Yep. Yeah, I teach a couple classes there still.
So. All right. And at Butler University. And so, Jen, welcome to Have You Heard. Thank you for joining me and sitting down and talking about your brand new album.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for braving saying my name.
Oh, not a problem.
You did a good job.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, I figured it out. I think I figured it out. So, okay, well, let's get down to the nitty gritty here. I have a few questions for you. These are hard hitting questions, Jen. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm a little nervous, but sure.
Okay, all right. Yeah, if you've ever listened to the show, you know it's all gotcha questions. Okay. Okay, so the album is called Lighthouse Reverie, and it was just released in June of 2017. And it's all original compositions. Stop me if I have anything wrong here.
Okay.
And it features you on trumpet and flugelhorn, Rob Dixon on the saxophones, Steve Ali on piano, Nick Tucker bass, Kenny Phelps drums, and Julie Houston on a beautiful vocal number, I Kissed You Goodbye. And so let me ask you, why an album now? What was the catalyst for this sucker? Because, you know, I've been alive longer than you. I don't have an album, and I mean, it's scary to like think about putting it all together. So how did it all come together?
Well, it started as my dissertation for my doctorate program. I was throwing around a bunch of ideas, and a lot of them involved lots of research and writing a big hefty paper, and that was really daunting. And then someone was like, you know, you can just write your own music and basically make a CD, and then you can analyze that, and that can be your writing portion of it. And I was like, that sounds like way more fun than analyzing something historical and having to, because no one can tell me when I'm writing about my own music that I'm wrong.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know? So yeah. That was really the start of it. I wrote all the tunes for that and did the initial recording and then just turned in like the rough mixes and stuff. And then the guys in the band sounded so awesome that I was like, I have to take this all the way through and actually make this a real finished, mixed, mastered CD. And so I did.
Excellent. Well, it makes so much sense since like, you know, jazz players, you know, we're like in the real world more often than a lot of people, I guess, you know, so it's like, everything we do is kind of based in reality. So why not do a dissertation that will serve a greater purpose?
That's what I'm saying. You know, yeah. I wanted something
a great idea.
That I could actually use and.
Yeah. Man, now getting a doctorate doesn't seem so daunting.
It's really not hard. You just have to be good at jumping through hoops.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, I'm not able to jump anymore. So, Jen, give us the rundown of your career and how you got from point A to point B. Point B being here and now.
Okay.
And under 20 minutes, if you can. That'd be
great. Okay. Well, it hasn't been that long of a career, so... So I went to Butler University for my undergrad and I studied trumpet performance and got a jazz minor there. And when I left there, I did cruise ships for about 3 years playing on cruise ships. And that was really fun. And cause I was like 22 years old, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was like perfect.
That's and the then, time to do it.
Yeah. You're not tied down. You don't have a job, you know, and I was just, you know, you get to see the world and meet people from all over. So it was really cool. Play shows every night, some of them awesome shows, some of them not so great, but you're playing every night and that's good for you, you know. So I definitely felt like I improved a lot when I was out there. And then I got to the point where that I'd had enough of that. It was time to move on. And so I started looking at grad schools, and I ended up at Ball State. And so, yeah, did my master's and my doctorate, which was something that I always knew I wanted to do in whatever field I decided to go into. And
interesting. The doctorate was always going to be there.
Yeah, I remember I was probably like in third grade and some grown-ups were talking, and I found out that you could do a doctorate in other things besides medicine. And I thought that was really cool. And I just remember thinking, someday I'm going to do that, whatever I decide to do. I wasn't in music at that time.
Yeah, so. Third grade, yeah.
I wasn't one of those, yeah, prodigies starting at like 5 years old.
Well, interesting. So the doctorate just seems such a far-fetched thing, especially like, I don't know, in jazz. What is your degree? What is your actual degree from Butler? Ball State. Is it a jazz doctorate, or what's the wording on it? Because I don't understand how that works.
I think it's like trumpet performance with a theory and comp secondary.
Okay.
So cool. They don't actually have a jazz graduate degree there, but I was the jazz graduate assistant my whole time there. So it was kind of like the best of both worlds. Got to be really involved in kind of whatever I wanted to be involved in.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, man, that sounds really cool. That's really interesting that you always knew you were going to be Dr. Jen Johnson. So what? I think we were on a gig recently, and you were talking about because you got married a few years back. How long has that been?
4 years this past July.
Wow. Okay, 4 years, and because your maiden name is Johnson, Jen mm-hmm. Johnson, super straight ahead,
really easy
A plus name there, pronunciation wise for everybody, and then you go ahead and get Siyukala.
Well, you know, there are too many Jen Johnsons in the world.
Well, there's another one in Muncie, right?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Yeah.
So we needed another Jen Siyukala. And I thought I would be so original being Jen Siyukala, but my sister-in-law is Jen Siyukala. So.
Oh, man.
It's all right.
That's so cool. I think it's great to have a complicated name. I mean, like, my last name, Dole, is super easy, but people still say Doyle. Or doll or whatever. Okay. All right. So do you prefer Dr. Siyukala or Dr. Jen? I mean, because you could have a TV show. I mean, what if you decided in third grade that someday I'm going to have a TV show? I'm going to get a doctorate and have a TV show like Dr. Oz. No, he probably wasn't on back then. Or Dr. Phil probably wasn't on then. Dr. Donahue wasn't a doctor. So, oh, well. Well, if you do ever have a TV show, I would love to interview about how that came about, because that would be interesting to talk about.
Well, I would probably have to say that it was all because of you, because I've never thought of it, but now you planted it in my brain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cool. Well, that's free. That's for you. That's for you right there. Okay, so the album is called Lighthouse Reverie, and the cover, when I came across the cover of the album, and it totally reminded me of like a tell me about the cover, and then the cover of your album, the cover art. And then I'll tell you what it reminded me of. Maybe we're on the same page. I think it's cool. So where did that artwork come from?
I actually paid somebody to do that.
Cool.
Because I had a few ideas, so I was trying to think. I didn't want a picture of me on the front of it, because I just can't imagine how I would pose in a way that it wouldn't look cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't, like, I thought maybe a lighthouse, because I knew that was going to be the title of it. But again, I couldn't think of a way to have a lighthouse on the front of it without it looking like a motivational poster or something. And so I just gave some ideas, descriptive words of what I wanted, and had somebody design it, and they did way better than what I could have ever done.
What were those descriptive words?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember. What did I say? I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while.
Well, I think it's a cool cover, and it's reminiscent for me of like a old like mystery paperback novel.
Oh, cool.
You know, like if I came across that, I'd be like, oh, that looks interesting. And I, you know, I might get it, you know. Mm-hmm. I can judge the book by its cover. And so, you know, I can say, hey, this is a cool album artwork. And the music in it is also very cool.
Must be cool.
And very intriguing. It is, yeah. And I like how there's a good diversity of tunes. You know, you have some upbeat stuff and some funky, but then a couple waltzes, and that's something you don't really come across. Like people will say, oh, you got to have a waltz, or some people never will have a waltz, but something in 3/4 is what I'm mm-hmm. trying to say. But you have two of them, and so I mean, is this waltzing or 3/4 time? Is that like is that something that you've gotten into or have explored, or is that a natural feel when you're playing?
I don't know that it's natural, but definitely I've noticed when I listen to music and I hear something in three, I will gravitate a lot to pieces that are in three. Mm. I don't know what it is about the feel, but it's like, oh man, I really like this tune. Oh, it's in three, of course, you know. It's like one of those things, but with like the whole diversity of all the different types of stuff, that also had to do with the fact that it was for my dissertation, so I wanted to show like a broad spectrum of different styles and feels and things like that. And I did try to imagine, even though I wasn't sure at the time if I would turn it into a finished CD, I wanted to try to imagine, you know, like something that you could listen to the whole way through the CD and you're always getting something kind of different.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that for sure. I mean, I do think it's a great order, and it's a nice rundown, and it's a very comfortable listening, and there's nothing super jarring. But when the ballad comes, the I Kissed You Goodbye, I got to hear the story of this tune. But it's just like, that's just a beautiful tune. First of all, congratulations on that tune. And did you write the lyrics for, you have Julie Houston singing on that one. Did you write the lyrics? What's the story of this tune?
Oh, yeah, I wrote the lyrics for that. So I wrote that after I lost my grandfather suddenly to a fall. And so, you know, and I was with him when he passed, and it was, you know, definitely the hardest day I've ever had to live. And so, you know, what do musicians do a lot? We turn to our music, you know, when we have difficult moments. And so for me, you know, to one way of getting through that was writing. And I actually wrote those words before I had set it to the music. And so that was the story. But then as I kind of adapted it to this, I wanted to make it so that it wasn't just my story, that anybody could listen to it and maybe kind of hear their story. I don't know if that sounds cliche or whatever, but you know, like anybody could listen to it and kind of associate with it. So I think everybody knows what it feels to lose someone in some kind of context.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful tune, and there's beautiful playing on the whole record. And just before we finish up here, I just want to say that for more information about Jen Ciukula and her music, teaching, any events that she's doing, you can find her on the internet. It's jenciukula.com. I'll spell it. JenSiukola. Ciukula. Is that close?
Yep, that's great.
Okay. And so there's information there. You're also having a CD release party this coming Sunday, September 10th, at the Jazz Kitchen.
Mm-hmm, at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. And for more information about that, you could go to jenciukola.com. You could also go to thejazzkitchen.com for ticket information. And who will you we'll be having all the people from the album on the CD release party as well?
Yeah, everybody from the album except Steve Ali couldn't make it because, you know, he's a teacher over in Cincinnati now. He's a really busy guy.
That's right, yeah.
And so Luke Gillespie from IU is going to be coming up and joining us for that.
Not so. Too shabby.
I know.
Very cool.
I've been practicing.
Well, I wish you the best of luck on the CD release party, and I hope to see everybody out for this. So again, it's September 10th at the Jazz Kitchen for Dr. Jen Siukala. But you can just call her Jen. For her new album, Lighthouse Reverie. It's a great album. It's going to be a fun CD release party, if the album is any indication. And Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to talking with me. And I just want to put it out there, anytime you want to come on the show and talk about some great music you just found or something you've been listening to a lot or any big gigs you have coming up you want to promote, please give us a call.
Awesome. Thank you, Rich.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com. So please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
That was Little B Jr. and then a wonderful interview with Jim by Rich. Thank you for doing that, Rich.
My pleasure. It was fun.
We are quickly running out of time. So what do we have on the docket now there, big boy?
That is a great question. Since Jen and I talked about this tune, and I think it's an absolutely beautiful ballad, I'd like to go right into I Kissed You Goodbye featuring Julie Houston. And then after that, we're going to end tonight with a cool bossa number. It ends the record. Why not end the show with it? It's called Gibbs Hill. Tonight, we've been listening to the music of Jen Siukala. Her CD release party is this Sunday, September 10th, 6 p.m. at the Jazz Kitchen. For more information, you can go to thejazzkitchen.com or jensiukala.com, which is jensiukola.com. Thanks for listening. Matthew, good night.
Till I
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.